I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, a power outage caused by a car colliding with a power pole in the Owens Valley led to an unfortunate loss of fish at the Fish Springs Trout Hatchery last Tuesday, May 20th. The power outage lasted approximately 2.5 hours. While the crews at LADWP responded to the incident and made repairs to restore power as quickly as possible, the Fish Hatchery is operated by California Department of Fish and Wildlife and receives electric service from LADWP. Questions or concerns regarding whether a backup generator was available at the hatchery should be directed to the facility's operators, not LADWP. While the loss of fish at the hatchery was unfortunate, we want to clarify that LADWP does not provide backup generators. Evan Kiley tells the Department of Transportation no viable path forward for California high-speed rail. That's right, California High-Speed Rail's project has a no viable path forward, according to the Department of Transportation's audit of the project. The DOT released a report exposing the California High-Speed Rail Authority high-speed rail project for missed deadlines, budget shortfalls, and overrepresentation of the project ridership. The report also highlighted overall mismanagement, waste, and skyrocketing cost. Today is the beginning of the end of the high-speed rail, the biggest public infrastructure in U.S. history, Representative Kevin Kiley said. Even if the train were to magically come into existence today, it would be decades-old technology. It is time to end this embarrassment for our state once and for all and use our transportation dollars in ways that will actually benefit the quality of life of Californians. The project has received about $6.9 billion in federal dollars in roughly 15 years, but hasn't laid a single high-speed track. Even with continued federal support, the project is far short of the funding needed to finish just a fraction of the track. The next monthly meeting of the Bishop Water Creek Association will be Tuesday, June 10th at 7 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Inyo County Office of Education Jill Kinmont Booth School Facility, which is at 166 Grandview Drive in Bishop, in the George Lazito Conference Center, northwest corner of the property. The agenda and the meeting package are posted on the association's website at bishopcreekwater.org in advance of the meeting. All members are invited to the meeting. However, if you have an issue and cannot attend, please contact a board member or the water master to have your issue brought before the board. Contact information is on the website. Well, June 8th, the VFW Auxiliary Post 8988 invites you to come on down to 484 Short Street. Enjoy a breakfast from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. They'll be serving chicken fried steak, eggs to order, potatoes O'Brien, biscuits and gravy, coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and juice, all for a donation of $15. Children 12 years and under are half price. It's open to the public, so come on down and support them. If you have any questions or you want to do free delivery, which is available on request, call 760-920-0101. Once again, that would be Cheryl Underhill at 760-920-0106. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. Thanks for listening. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it.